It's Wednesday, April 12th.
Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News. Here's Jay Moran.
A heavy Buffalo police presence closed part of Lincoln Parkway near Rumsey Road in Delaware Park late Monday afternoon. Investigators say a death occurred in the home of billionaire Jeffrey Gundlach, but police stress that Gundlach himself is not involved. He's an Amherst native who has donated more than $50 million to the Albright Knox Art Gallery for the museum's $100 million capital campaign and expansion project. The museum's name now includes a reference to Gundlach, as it is now known as the Buffalo AKG Art Museum. New York State plans to stockpile the abortion medication misoprostol as part of ongoing efforts to protect access to abortion. Governor Kathy Hochul is ordering the State Department of Health to stockpile 150,000 doses, a five-year supply, to meet anticipated need. Hochul also is working with lawmakers on legislation to require private insurers to cover the drug when it's prescribed and to ensure that no medical provider is charged increased medical malpractice coverage rates or losses coverage due to issuing misoprostol prescriptions. The so-called Great Lawn that will connect the renovated Buffalo AKG Art Museum with its surrounding neighborhood is getting a boost from the federal government. Congressman Brian Higgins appeared at the construction site Tuesday to announce the federal fiscal year 2022 budget includes a $1 million allocation for the gallery's ongoing renovation project. Higgins notes that the Great Lawn reclaims Frederick Law Olmsted's Buffalo vision, which includes the adjoining Delaware Park. The construction project has closed the art gallery for recent years and is scheduled to reopen to the public on June 12th. The Erie County Department of Health is taking part in this week's observance of Black Maternal Health Week, which continues through next Monday. In a statement, County Health Commissioner Dr. Gail Burstein noted that black women are three times more likely to die from pregnancy-related complications. A report entitled Health Equity in Erie County notes that it is a collective responsibility to improve black maternal health to fight discrimination at the provider, facility, and system levels of care. And the New York State Department of Labor has finalized updates to the state's sexual harassment model policy. The document was developed in collaboration with the State Division of Human Rights, and it addresses remote workers, gender discrimination, retaliation, and other guidance for workers. There's also a new interactive training video with online resources to help employers and employees understand and comply with the newly enhanced policies. The State University of New York has lifted the requirements for students to be vaccinated against COVID-19, effective with this summer's sessions at all 64 campuses. The move follows the White House's declared official end Monday of the National Public Health Emergency in a release. SUNY Chancellor John King said moving forward, COVID-19 vaccinations will be strongly encouraged. Well, Governor Hochul on Tuesday announced that New York is creating a stockpile of the medication abortion drug misoprostol after a Texas judge's recent ruling that outlaws a different medicine used to induce abortion. WBFO Albany correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Hochul, speaking at a virtual meeting of Planned Parenthood of Greater New York, decried recent court decisions limiting reproductive rights. They include the U.S. Supreme Court's Dobbs decision last June. It overturned the 50-year-old landmark abortion rights decision Roe v. Wade, and last Friday's ruling by a Texas federal judge that outlawed mifepristone, a commonly used abortion medication.
And when it comes to reproductive freedom in this country, we are right now facing historic, horrific setbacks. Just 1 year ago, women in this country had a constitutionally protected right to an abortion.
The governor says the judge's ruling ignores decades of scientific data showing that the drug is safe and effective. She says it also undermines the credibility of the Federal Food and Drug Administration. It, for two decades, has authorized the drug to be used off-label for abortions. Medicaid abortions are still possible using another drug, misoprostol, which is commonly paired with mifepristone. Hochul, anticipating further threats to abortion rights, says the state will collect and reserve a five-year supply of 150,000 doses of misoprostol.
New York State will create a stockpile of misoprostol, another form of medication abortion. Extremist judges have made it clear that they won't stop at any one particular drug or service. So it's going to ensure that New Yorkers will continue to have access to medication abortion no matter what.
Misoprostol can be used by itself to induce abortion, but it's less effective, and in some cases it can lead to complications like bleeding, infection, and damage to the uterus. The governor says she will also work with the legislature to pass a law to require that private insurers cover misoprostol when it's prescribed off-label for abortion. The measure would also ensure that no provider is charged more for medical malpractice insurance or even denied coverage if they prescribe the drug. State Attorney General Tish James also spoke to the group. She says she's filed an amicus brief in the Biden administration's appeal of the Texas judge's decision. The Federal Department of Justice is seeking a stay of the ruling until all legal appeals are concluded.
In New York, we will not be bullied by right-wing ideologues.
On the same day of the Texas ruling, a federal judge in Washington state ruled that the FDA cannot act to limit the use of mifepristone for abortions. That decision covers 17 states in the District of Columbia, but New York is not among them. Planned Parenthood of Greater New York President Wendy Stark says her organization will continue to provide medication abortions using misoprostol, as well as offering clinical abortions.
We want to send a loud and clear message to our patients. Abortion is health care, and it is still your legal right in New York State.
The Texas judge's ruling is due to take effect this Friday. Planned Parenthood officials were asked by reporters if they might continue to prescribe both drugs for medication abortions as long as they still have supplies of mifepristone in stock. They said they could not comment on that possibility. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.